You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. What do you do when you're trying really hard, but you're just so tired? Let's get into it.
On the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
So tired.
I was waiting for there to be some kind of words at the end of that, just to make sure Glenn wasn't so tired he'd lost the power of speech, which would turn this into a very different radio broadcast. Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I'm feeling great!
Jed, no one wants to hear that.
Really true.
We're answering a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your own questions. This week's question says, what do you do when you're trying really hard, but you're just so tired? And Glenn, if you can muster the energy to start us off, obviously a very relatable thing. Where will we start it?
Well, for sure. We can absolutely relate to being tired. And maybe let's just start here with the idea of let's not judge you that you're tired. Let's give you permission to be tired and say that's an okay and acceptable thing that you almost certainly come by honestly. Let's also maybe give ourselves permission to say that you being tired doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. And it also doesn't necessarily mean there's something wrong with the world or the people around you or whatever. That there probably is a little bit of something there. But here's the problem. When we get tired, we can't think straight. When you feel tired, it's really hard to tell how else you feel until you get that rest. So let's give ourselves permission to hit the pause button on this.
I think it's a really fantastic place to start off. And Jed, I really like what Glenn was saying there about the not being able to think straight, because when we're looking at something like if we're working hard towards a goal or if we're just putting in a lot of hours on something, it can be really hard to track our progress when we're tired, right?
Yeah, it really can. You know, some tasks in life are pretty easy to tell how you're doing. I mean, if you are building a brick wall, you can look and you can physically, literally see how many bricks you have put down. But there's a lot of stuff in life that's much, much harder to tell, particularly at a glance. How are we doing? What kind of progress are we making here? And so when you're tired and you kind of can't think straight, it's so much easier to get into a space where I don't know if I'm getting anywhere. Maybe I'm just spinning my wheels. And that happens to the best of us, man. It really does. And I think it's important to acknowledge that if you are prone to kind of beating up on yourself, kind of looking down on yourself, and I think in truth, most of us have moments where that's true for us, then it's so easy for that sense of fatigue and tiredness, and I can't really tell how I'm doing, to just turn into straight up discouragement. I've gone from being not sure how I feel to I actively feel bad and I think it's all meaningless and going nowhere. The question, I think if we want to dig out from this, the question that we need to ask is tiredness a sign that things are going wrong, or is there more to that story?
That's a really important question and a great place to take this when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud. With you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
The caffeine is no longer helping.
That's not a good place to be. Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I enjoy a nice glass of room temperature tap water to get me going.
I found that if the internal caffeine is no longer working, just take that cup, that steaming hot cup of coffee and pour it on your head. It's going to have some problems later on down the line, but you'll get moving pretty quick. For more great tips like that, we're looking to our inbox at thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your own questions. This week's question comes in and says, what do you do when you're trying really hard, but you're just so tired? And Glenn, we close out that last segment. I think Jed left us a really good question of, is tiredness a sign that things are bad or not working out? And what would we say to that?
Well, it just isn't. I mean, again, tiredness brings a lot of negative thoughts along with it. But, you know, when LeBron finishes a game, he's tired. Now, when he finishes that game, he does not in any way finish that game as good as Michael Jordan would finish that game. But he's still tired. Shots fired on that. But here's
generational divide.
And we are correct. But here's the thing is, no one's thinking, well, the fact that you're tired at the end of this game means that you're doing a bad job or something went wrong or you're wasting your time. When you give your full effort towards something, you're going to be tired, and it's a good thing to give that full effort. So we don't need to look for a negative thing in the middle of all of that.
That's a really, really good point. And Jed, I would love to get you to pick us up there, because the idea of you don't need to go looking for negative things is absolutely true. I think it's an excellent, excellent thought. However, when you're tired, lots of negative things can find you in that state, right?
No, that's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. I think it's important to recognize that we all have, in a sense, susceptibility to choices we'd rather not make that can go up based on how we feel. If you're not hungry and you're thinking about what you're going to eat for dinner, it's easy to think about, I'd like, you know, some vegetables and a nice piece of broiled fish. When you're hungry and you're thinking about what you want for dinner, it's burgers, hot dogs, and fries. That's just your hunger level raises, your susceptibility to your choices. Same thing, the more tired you are, the more likely you are to feel bad about things, to feel bad about yourself, to feel bad about your life, to wonder if any of it's going anywhere. If you're a little bit angry or a little bit lonely, and we add that into the mix, that combination of anger and loneliness and fatigue is really going to get you into a place where we've got a little bit of a ticking time bomb. And we need to understand that in order to diffuse that time bomb before it goes off. The question is, how do we do that? How do we keep from the negativity just taking over, even when we are tired, and tired for good reasons because we've been working hard?
Hey, it's a great point. I think we will find some inspiration from the comedian John Mulaney, who described a period of his time as, do all my friends hate me, or do I just need to go to sleep?
That's really good. Yeah.
We'll pick up with that idea when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud. We'll be right back.
Bridge Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I've come up with a new technique. You take the coffee grounds and you dissolve them in coffee.
Wow.
Double coffee.
That's right.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I'm not that much of a coffee drinker, but I'm still intrigued by double coffee.
Glenn is not welcome in many Starbucks, as he has been explained to many times. Sir, that's not what a double means. You have to leave now. We're answering a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, what do you do when you're trying really hard, but you're just so tired? And Glenn, in that last segment, we talked about when you are tired for good reasons, for having, you're working hard, you're tired. A lot of negativity can creep in. A lot of things you may be prone to feel negative about can be amplified. So we're left with the question of, what do we do to stop that negativity from taking over our life?
Well, it's a great question, because certainly if we're not being humble enough about this, everybody on this podcast struggles with that kind of thing. Yep. Of being tired.
Not me. I've never tried hard at anything in my life.
But getting rest means hitting pause, taking a break. And it also means refueling. That's going to involve being around encouraging people. If you don't have anybody in your life that you feel like is encouraging, get in contact with us. We'd be happy to, you know, exchange emails with you and be an encouragement to you. But what you want to do in those conversations around those encouraging people is to look at your successes and invite them to celebrate those successes with you, because it's an important part of the process to make note of the progress in all this tiredness.
I think that's an excellent point. And Jed, that idea of inviting people into the celebration, that speaks to a very important thing here, I think, which is you do have to know how to celebrate your own progress and do some of your own refueling. It's great to have positive people around you, but you can't necessarily count on other people to do all of that for you. So what are some little practical things that may help with that rest and refueling process?
Well, you're right on. You need rest. You need to refuel. Rest is pretty straightforward. It's just taking a break. That doesn't need to be a forever break. It can be a couple minutes. It can be a couple hours. It can be a couple days. But giving yourself a break, letting your brain rest, letting your body rest. The refueling is just as important. It's a little bit more complicated, but it really boils down to celebration. So that can be, and if at all possible, should be spending some time around encouraging people who can cheer you on. But it also involves you cheering yourself on, taking some time to reflect, whether that's talking out loud or writing in a journal or whatever works best for you, on here's what I've accomplished. Here are some of the milestones that I've achieved. A week ago, a year ago, I was at position X, and today I'm at position Y. And isn't it amazing how far we've come? And I think, too, that you should enjoy some of the fruits of your labor. You should splurge and have tacos. You should do something that is fun and that commemorates the hard work you've done, the success that you've achieved, and how far you've come. That's a good thing. You deserve it, and you actually need it, and we want it for you.
We certainly do. You combine those tacos with a little coffee, and you're going to be ready for some rest. That's a Bridge Loud guarantee. We'll be back with you right here on the Bridge Loud.
about me.
This is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles, we believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
If you take your coffee and you run it through a distillery, what you get is like a purely caffeinated sludge, and you can just rub it all over yourself.
Oh, man. Well, our Folger sponsorship did not last very long. Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I'm actually kind of curious if caffeinated skincare products are a real thing.
I think they might be, actually.
If they weren't, they are now. We're answering a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, what do you do when you're trying really hard, but you're just so tired? And when it comes time to launch the official Bridge Loud coffee skincare line, one of our lead products will, of course, be the secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
That may be the most unpleasant one of those I've ever done. But, Glenn, we talk a lot on the show about our day job. We're working with folks coming out of addiction, coming out of jail, and other hard circumstances. And I think there's a lot of this. There's a lot of, I'm doing my best. I'm doing everything they're telling to me. And still, physically, at least, I still feel really bad, and those ideas don't line up. So what are some of the things you might tell someone to get them over that hump?
Well, I think, at least for me, when I feel really tired and I get a lot of those negative feelings going, I'm sort of projecting that outward. In other words, I'm unhappy with the world, but I also start to think, well, maybe they're unhappy with me. And I can put that and take that into my relationship with God and just say, he must be displeased with me. Like my tiredness is a sign that I'm doing something wrong. But it's just the opposite, that in fact, what God wants to do in your life and in my life is to be a source of strength, to be that place where we can go and get rest and get refueled and where we're not being rejected or judged. And I think if we can take hold of that truth, it gives us a way to shift that gear and not be stuck in tiredness.
I think it's a really, really great point. And it must be said, as we've mentioned throughout the show, that just because you're doing the right thing and doing the right thing for the right reasons in the right way does not mean you don't get tired. That's not a thing that exists. We all have our limits. We are created to need rest and to need fuel. There's actually a very cool part in the Bible, kind of toward the end of Jesus' life, where he's asking his friends on the night he's arrested, can you just stay up and pray? And they all fall asleep. And his answer to that is, you know, not to berate them or break them down, but his comment is, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And we all have those moments. So it's important, if the spirit is your part, that can keep going on, to like get that part of yourself nourished as well in those ways Glenn is talking about. Get connected to the Lord, and that'll help you move through all those other places. And we will see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
That's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you. God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
I was sinking deep in sin.